Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
The evil bitch that is coronavirus may still be raging outside, but Corolla Drinks is hard at work with another month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes a free chapter from the upcoming I'm Your Emotional Support Animal audiobook, narrated by the Ace Man himself. Two bottles of Poopery toilet spray to save your family from the smells of your COVID diet. A key locator, so that when you're ready to finally go outside and lose your keys, you'll still be able to find them easily. A sleeping mask, so you can catch some Z's just like Adam. The entire audiobook for fan favorite AJ Benza's autobiography, 74 and Sunny. God, does this guy have stories. And of course, a bottle of your choosing. We know times are tough, but we at Corolla Drinks are here to remind you to take a breath, have a drink, and wait for all this shit to be over. Mahalo.
Well, Mark Garagus on fire with some harsh and unfriendly words for many city officials. Coming very close to crossing the line for this podcaster, but he is pissed. So that's coming in a second. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John working from home, all the standing and squatting and kneeling and filling the dog bowl. You're wearing out your drawers, man. Tommy John knows life has its ups and downs, and they have new and improved men's underwear, making it more resilient. Now, two times more durable. And that's good, because I wear my Tommy John underwear everywhere, and I will occasionally wear them out. Right now, for all customers, you get 25% off site-wide. Upgrade to the softest, most breathable fabrics you've ever worn. No wedgie guarantee. No visible panty lines for the ladies. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. The loungewear is so comfortable. The underwear is a must, especially if you're hiking or jogging or on the rowing machine like I am. It's Tommy John, right, Gary?
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam and get 25% off your order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 25% off orders. See site for details.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice but to get on. Mandate, get on. Welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. Mark Garagus over there, fired up.
Fired up is right. Well, first of all, Gary has schooled me that on your birthday achievement day, and today is a big day because as I sit across from you, not only is it your birthday, but it's a pretty big achievement day for you.
Why is it a big achievement day for me?
Because I saw across my feed a Forbes article about your, for lack of a better term, I don't think I would be engaging in hyperbole to say epic achievement on over 1 million downloads in a COVID environment that rivals kind of the LiveX largest concerts that they've ever done. And that's with a comedian doing his material. So you know what? Kudos to you. That's
I know.
It's impressive.
I barely got beat out by Selena Gomez.
Right. It was nip and tuck, right?
But that one, they had 30 days
to promote it.
And, and by the way, Mark, for our listeners and for you as well, that was with our partners at Live by Live. That's how you pronounce it when you say it out loud.
I can't say LiveX?
No, like South by Southwest.
Correct.
Okay, but maybe I'll go and get LiveX and I'll get the trademark and then we'll get into a troll war.
I went out to Texas to do those shows, obviously.
I was going to fly with you and then got caught up here suing Newsom, so... Who's such a fucking pussy. I that's why I'm fired up. Let me tell you what the perfect intersection of what a complete, just utter, worthless human Gavin Newsom is. And mind you, once again, it's, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to have guys tweeting me, hey, it's because you're a Democrat and you're there. Okay, fine. But the first of all, we've been suing him. Harmeet, who's been a guest on the show, and I have sued him on a couple of things. We got some action last week from a federal judge who had converted our request for a temporary restraining order into a request for a permanent injunction. The judge ordered that we could file a supplemental brief as of yesterday, as we're taping this on Wednesday, so this was Tuesday, just before, and mind you, I represent, you'll love this, the Federation of Beauty, which are the barbers, the cosmetologists, nail salons, along with Harmeet.
Well, it is, just to interrupt for a quick second, I went to Houston. I got my hair cut. I went to...
Which looks very sharp.
Thank you.
Very high and tight.
Okay. We have a Sports Clips salon, barbershop. There's a Sports Clip that's walking distance from my house.
It's where I go. House.
Okay. Now, they have
this... So funny that both of us migrated from Paco's over to Sports Clips.
Well, they closed down Paco's, but then they kind of came back, but it had a... I'm scared because it had a very strong sort of Soviet vibe going on over there, and with this whole Flynn thing and people being railroaded, I didn't want to get caught up in anything.
Did they take the... Wait, in the old Paco's, they turned it into a something Super Clips or something? Or Super
Clips? Something Clips.
But did they take Paco's fighter pilot jets down from World War II that he used to have on the walls?
All the vintage airplane stuff.
Okay.
And so I'll go to one or the other, but I'll go to the Sports Clip. But this is an interesting point. I would walk from my house, the Sports Clip, and then I was just walking. Oh, Great Clips is what the new one's called.
That's
right?
What replaced Paco's.
Okay. Right. So I was just walking around Houston, literally walking around, like dreaming of all the things I could do, like get a smoothie and sit in the place where I got the smoothie and all the exotic, lofty goals that you might have as a human being. And I've happened past the Sports Clips and I just walked in and they had the social distance stuff and the mask and the thing. And you walk in, they sprayed your hands down. They have a little supplemental counter set up with the alcohol spray. You'd walk in, they said, first thing you do, show us your hands. You give them the hands, they turn them over.
They take your temperature.
They spray down. They did the forehead temperature thing. You've cleared that hurdle. Then they go, okay, come in. You sit down. You have the mask on. They have the mask on. They cut your hair. At some point, you sort of peel off one ear, and they trim your sideburns. And then you hook it on that ear, and then you peel off the other one, and they do that one. You hold it up with your hand. And then you pay them and you leave.
Did they do your eyebrows?
Someone else did my got my eyebrows done somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I just walked everywhere. So, now the eyebrow place you walked in, they had a little look, an automated thing like, "Hello, thank you for joining us. An assistant will be out to meet you." Blah blah blah. So, what's the difference between the Sports Clips in Houston and the one in La Cañada? They're the same place.
It's the absolute same thing.
It's the same thing. Why is one unsafe to go to and the other's safe to go to? It's exactly the same place.
Let me make this even crazier. So we sued, and our client, I'm going to get it right because Fred and Ted would get very mad at me if I did it. But the client is the Professional Beauty Federation of California, and we sued Gavin Newsom in his official capacity. So as soon as the judge issued an order converting our request for a TRO into a request for a permanent injunction, which means that he's taking it seriously, because basically we said we made the legal arguments for what you just anecdotally said. What is the difference? This makes no sense. We actually cited there's 36 states where you can get it done. You know, this still is America last time I looked. So Newsom's response, because they're represented by Javier Becerra, was to announce yesterday, because the judge gave us until yesterday to file 5-page supplemental briefs. So at noon yesterday, they announced that, okay, now we're going to punt as the governor. Mind you, all these people are licensed by the state, not by the county, not by the city, by the state. And he says, okay, now I'm going to let salons, or I'm going to let beauty parlors and barbers open up across the state pursuant to the county health orders. Well, so we just – I basically retooled the response and said, oh, that's wonderful. This guy tries to moot the case, make it non, a non-issue. And all he does is punt it to somebody like Garcetti or that wonderful county health officer we have, Barbara Farrar, to take no action, even though the Garcetti's got no dominion and control over the licensing of this. And I wrote that. We wrote that back. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a decision by the time this airs. But one of the things we argued is every single reason that they gave for the lockdowns, we've got to flatten the curve. I attached a chart. We not only flattened it, we crushed it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Mind you, these people are licensed, as you said. They're trained, and they are being the most careful people in the world. You're safer in a beauty parlor or getting your haircut than you are going into Sprouts in La Cañada or Ralph's in La Cañada or Gelson's. Nobody's spraying your hands when you go in there. You're feeling avocados. The next guy comes along with avocados. You're breathing the same air. All of this is utter nonsense at this point. And by the way, I'll keep going back to this because it drives me crazy. Three Fridays ago, they were still allowing communal eating in skilled nursing homes and assisted living centers where all of the deaths are taking place. 50% of the deaths are taking place in assisted living centers. The hot spots are at Terminal Island Prison, now Chino Prison. You know, surprise, surprise, that these kind of congregate living facilities are the places where it is. And I don't understand how this has become – and mask wearing, don't even get me started on the mask wearing. You talk to anybody who knows what they're talking about. Talk to doctors who use masks. I talk to cardiac surgeons. I talk to other surgeons. They said, you know, masks ideally in concept and theory, great idea. Great idea. However, just telling every knucklehead to wear a mask and they reuse the same mask and they're putting it on wrong or they're taking it off when they cough or they're taking it off to talk to somebody, it defeats the whole purpose. Nobody – I mean it's just – it's become – it exalts form over substance in the worst way.
It's all theater.
Yeah.
It's like the TSA.
Yeah.
They got the old guy taking his belt off.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hadn't told you about this. I told the ACS audience about this. If all you need to know about the TSA, we're leaving for Houston. I usually throw a couple of travelers in my backpack because especially we're flying Southwest. They've closed down all the drink service and everything. I'm going to pull my mask down and have a couple of pops on the airplane. I don't have any travelers, but I have a flask.
Mm-hmm.
So I fill up my flask. It's 7 ounces. I go through LAX. The guy pulls the bag out, pulls the flask out, says, this is 7 ounces.
Right.
I said,
what
do you
have the 4 ounce rule?
Three and a half, I think it is. Right. So he goes, now this, mind you, is not clear and graduated with a halfway mark. It's just a tin flask. It's dark and it's made to hold booze. So there's no dipstick that comes with it, right? So he goes, the dipstick is how buzzed you feel.
Right.
That's how you measure how
dipstick.
Much you've got there.
Exactly.
So
I know I've had too much.
The guy pulls the flask out. It's 8:15 in the morning. The guy pulls the flask out. It could be 8:09. He pulls the flask out and he goes, I can't let you through here. And I said, with the flask? Well, not with it. It's 7 ounces. It's got to be half full. I said, well, what do we do? Can we just, why not just dump half of it out in this trash can right here? He goes, no, we can't have you do that here. There's a trash can out there. You got to go back around outside of security. Do it in that trash can. I was like, I've already passed security. I'll dump a little out. You know, like for my brothers, like, right. You know, like I was in the hood and a couple brothers got shot in a drive-by, you know. And so I started to dump. I said, I'll just dump it out. No, go outside, go dump it out in the trash can and then re-enter security. I said, okay. So
right, I know. You're like me. It's not worth trying to.
I said,
proselytize the ignorant.
There's nothing. It doesn't make any sense. Fine. Right. So I start walking outside, and I start getting out to the trash can, and I start thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, why am I dumping this out? I'll have a few shots.
Have a pop.
I weigh the trash can at 8:15 in the morning. So I'm drinking out of this flask at 8 in the morning, and I'm walking to the trash can, and now I get to the trash can, but I can't judge. I'm shaking it.
You right. Know, you're trying to figure out how much, right?
I don't know how heavy it is, and I'm saying to the guy, before I left, I said, how are we going to know how much of this is – how do we know we get to 3.5 ounces? You can't see in it. It's dark. You don't know what it weighed. How do we do this? And he goes – these guys are such imbeciles. He's like, no, we just – he goes, you just do you make it half full.
Right.
You know, it's 7 ounces now. You make it half full. I go, but how do we know what half full is? Right. I don't know what half full is. I don't have
a X-ray
fucking beaker
or, right.
with me. And you can't see into this. And there's no stick to put it down in there. And he's like, just make it half full. So I like, now I'm standing by the trash can. And I'm like taking a hit off it, right. holding it, shaking around a little, taking another hit off.
Trying to gauge it.
You're
a human triple beam.
I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway. I circle around. I go back through security. Of course, I'm not in this guy's security line anymore. I'm in another security line. And all they can tell is that I'm traveling to Texas with nothing but a flask. I have no luggage. My bag got checked. Mike's got my backpack. They literally just think the guy from the Man Show is just traveling
with a flask.
He doesn't have an extra pair of socks. He didn't have anything. He has his phone and a flask. And so I put my phone and my flask in the dog bowl, and that goes through security. And when it gets to the other side, the guy's working that security just says, have fun in Texas. He doesn't pick it up. He doesn't shake it. He doesn't check.
Right.
The other guy doesn't walk back to check and see. It's all theater.
It's absolutely theater. And the problem is that's exactly what's being done with the corona response. And yes, I know people are dying. Yes, I know it's as serious as a heart attack illness. But at the same time, that does not mean that when you're unmoored from any kind of scientific evidence or rationality that we just say, yes, we're going to be lemmings and let the constitutional rights get stripped from you. I mean, the governor has already delegated the emergency powers to the Chief Justice. Why or how, I don't know. She's already suspended speedy trial rights. That's already going on. There are people sitting in custody on that. Then yesterday, this is why I got so angry with the governor. I've talked about before Harry Sassouni and Humpig, who my father tried his case in 1982 and 83. I was waiting for bar results when Humpig was a 19-year-old who was ultimately convicted but not sentenced to death for the murder of the Turkish diplomat, the consul general in L.A. Now, mind you, he's 19 years old. Whatever you feel about that,
at
he was whipped up at the time. He's now, and you know, we've been representing him for decades since, and finally got him back. In 2001, I think I got him eligible for parole. In 2006, we started doing hearings. I won a hearing. Then addled Jerry Brown reversed it on the 120th day. After lying to me, Jerry Brown literally had dinner with me, promised me he would not do that, promised me he would commute his sentence on his way out the door of the office. And not only didn't do that, but after lying to my face, but just like he did for those of you who don't care about people in parole. He did the same thing with the super predator tax, where anybody who's a super earner gets the predator tax on them. He bait and switched me on that too. But he then waited till the 120th day after his parole board said this kid had made 38 years worth of progress and should be released. Well, then somebody else while I was in trial did a parole hearing. Harry once again gets deemed fit to be released. Gavin Newsom, basically on the eve of the 11th hour, issued a denial of that. His own parole board, Gavin Newsom, reversed them again and had the temerity and the unmitigated gall as he sits here to be protesting to be the anti-Trump. Well, we do a FOIA request and it becomes apparent Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo write a letter. The Secretary of State And the Attorney General write a letter to Gavin Newsom, and he buckles under that letter that's written. Mind you, this is a state court case. And Newsom does the Turks' bidding. What's even more infuriating, that Utah case.
Meaning the Turkish people.
Yeah, the Turks and the ambassador and the Turks lobby. And mind you, they killed 1.5 million Armenians. This kid kills one Turk who was a genocide denier, and 38 years later, he would be deported anyway to Armenia because there's a detainer hold on him. He would be expelled. But no, we're going to keep him at San Quentin for another year. So it would be going on the neighborhood of 40 years, even though two separate parole boards years apart have ruled that he should be released. Newsom is a piece of shit. I mean, that's all you can say. There's no way that you can justify can you imagine? I could give you a complete hypothetical of something else, and he would be pandering to people to release them. But this person, because he's Armenian, because the Turks have
This was like a Black Lives Matter type of thing?
I was going to go with
Innocence Project.
I could even go with a battered woman, okay? I could go with a battered woman. You think he'd let her sit there for 38 years in the face of the parole board? And mind you, this is a 19-year-old kid. He's also been a guy who's talked about the juvenile justice issues. Yet he says he's got more work to do. The kid's got more work to do. He's 53 fucking years old.
Well, he's
got no guts. He's a panderer. He's an abomination. I mean, in my humble opinion, he's not honest. He's lost his moorings for whatever. You know, when Gavin, I know that you destroyed him once in a very quick interview, but one of the appeals
went on for an hour. Well, he couldn't leave.
Yeah, I'd have got cornered. But you know, his appeal was this was a business friendly Democrat. You know, in California, that's saying something. As apparently, if you want to be a businessman, you want to be a Democrat in California. Those two things are at odds. So this is a guy who had wineries. He was a co-venturous with the Getty family and everything else. That's how he got into office. All of a sudden, he's decided none of that matters, and he's going to be – it's that old adage about power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power is even worse. That's what's happened to him.
Right.
I mean, he's in the last week or so, he's become such a duplicitous little tyrant. It's shocking to me.
Well, here's what I'm trying to figure out, and it's something that we have to consider, which is it's because there's a psychological, there's a sort of dynamic to this, which is they say, no going to the beach.
Right.
And then you go, I'll make my own decisions, and I think it feels safe. And all the information I've got, this thing isn't spread outside. So I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to spread my towel out. It's warm. The sun is shining. Get some fresh air. And by the way, turns out vitamin D.
Yeah, by the way, newsflash, vitamin D may be helpful.
Turns out being cooped up in this apartment with my in-laws is not the way to go.
Right.
And so you go out and do it. Now, there is then two ways to ingest that information if you're in a position of power. The one way is, well, I've seen all these people go to the beach, and evidently, no harm, no foul. Seems to be working out. I've taken a look at Florida. I've taken a look at many other states that have opened up.
Just press rewind, because I remember spring break Florida and all the dire predictions. I remember that.
Right. And as I've been screaming at Dr. Drew and the TV set, these sanctimonious pricks give us this like, oh, look at these people out there. They're not socially distancing. They're at a pool party. They're whatever. Fine. Where's the follow-up story in 5 days that's mass casualties? And if you're not going to give me a follow-up story, then shut the fuck up. Because you can't just give me, look what these people are doing. This is totally irresponsible. Right. And then a month goes by, and we don't have a follow-up story about how all the people at that beach or that carnival or that street party, they're all dead. There should be a follow-up story.
And by the way, we know very little about this virus in a lot of ways. However, we can look at empirical data across the world. We can take a look at Japan. We can take a look at Sweden. We can take a look at Italy. We can take a look at the United States and the hotspots. I'm, as I've confessed a zillion times, I'm as far left on most issues as anybody there is. However, you're very hard-pressed to understand the data, and it's always reported, as this is inexplicable, that under blue-governed areas, the virus appears to be doing more damage than under red-governed. Now, there, I mean, you know, in New York Times, I believe it was, maybe it was the Washington Post, did an article on that.
Posited it was in New York Times.
Was it? Yeah. Posited a lot of theories. I will give you a theory. I think that this idea of the shelter in place and the stay at home has had the opposite effect of what was intended. It's the typical law of unintended consequences.
Right. And all the doom and gloom of when Georgia opens up or when Florida opens up.
How about New Orleans? Remember New Orleans? Well, guess what? They got through it. I just did a show with the another show with the former mayor there, and I was asking him the same thing. By the way, people forget Eric Garcetti, in the face of the CDC telling him not to, he let the L.A. Marathon go on. What was the date of the L.A. Marathon, Gary? I believe that was in mid-March or early March. And CDC at that point was telling him, you can't have the L.A. Marathon go on. Yet that back then, because he didn't have the hysteria at that point, said, okay, I'm going to let it happen. Understand something. If you look at the statistics where the death takes place in, as I mentioned, these assisted living centers that congregate the meatpacking plants. You know, now we've got a hot spot in Vernon where the Farmer John's meatpacking plant is. You can almost predict where it is. And by the way, give Cuomo some credit. He not only does he look like a leader, he at least owned when he fucked up. He owned when he put the people back in and ordered the people who were corona positive to go into assisted living centers, which doubled down on the problem.
Well, back to the psychological dynamic of it. When you tell, you say, I forbid you, because I'm in charge, from going to the beach or rollerblading on the bike path or whatever. I forbid you from doing it. And people defy you. And they go and they do it anyway. And nothing happens. Evidently, there's no flare-ups and there's no curve to tamp down or anything. Now, as a person who is in charge of other people, you now are at a crossroads. You can say, maybe I was wrong about having people not be able to lay down on the beach or ride along the bike path. Maybe I should rethink my stance on this. And maybe I should then be a little more lenient and go ahead and say, you know what, next week you may lie down on the beach. Or you can double down. You can say, you have defied me. You defied me. And you say, yeah, I defied you, but it worked out. And by the way, you don't own the fucking beach. But anyway, I defied you. And then when you defy them, and you can see how governors react. Some go, oh, you're going to defy me? Now you're in trouble.
Well,
and that's the scary. Okay, that's when the nation jumps the shark. That's when you start getting into a scary territory. When it's not the science anymore. It's not statistics anymore. It's not anything anymore. We just dared to defy you. And now you're coming down on us.
And it's amazing.
And that's what it feels like in California with this nonsense of like, we're going to open up churches and synagogues, but 25%, that'll be June 14th. Right. You know, what science? You don't know anything.
That's what is so crazy. They do this one-size-fits-all order, which is not science-based. It isn't. They try to do a phase thing. And you know what? To show the intellectual and actually the moral bankruptcy of all of these things, the only time that they get scared, and I'd like to say it's solely because if I get a judge to make an OSC order, an order to show cause order, all of a sudden they try to moot it by coming to – because they understand there's no rationality. You can't say that this order works for Butte County, but it doesn't work for L.A. or blah, 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 blah. None of this makes any sense. And remember, as recently as a week ago – maybe a week, exactly 10 days ago.
March 8th was the marathon.
Sorry, was the marathon. Garcetti was saying, in mid-May, I believe it was May 14th or May 15th, this may be indefinite. Last night, because he sees that a federal judge may do something on one of these cases, all of a sudden we're going to open up because I don't want to be hoisted on this petard and have to start paying out the damages for a unlawful taking. I mean, that's kind of what the next step is. All these people who go out of business, I believe, are going to have a claim. That's why we're repeatedly suing. And then when you've got law enforcement, and I'm never, you know, leading the cheer for that, but you've got sheriffs who are telling him, sorry, I'm not arresting people on the beach. Then you start to realize, oh, wait a second. My army, so to speak, of the tyrant is not going to enforce these arbitrary orders. And I'm not asking people to go do stupid stuff or be stupid about it, because nobody knows at this point. I mean, the CDC certainly doesn't know. 4 weeks ago, they were telling us we didn't need masks and it was on surfaces. Now they're telling us it's aerosol and we do need masks. And I guarantee you in 3 more weeks, they're going to say something else. All you can hope for is that at some point they come up with a vaccine. But if you understand anything about these kinds of biological issues, I go back to what you and I were talking about in the first 2 weeks. There has to be some kind of herd immunity that is developed at some point. And it's not, this is why all of these orders were not well thought out. They should have protected the vulnerable and allowed the people who traditionally aren't going to get vulnerable.
You're back to the airport security. Yeah. Get the old lady out of her wheelchair. She's too feeble to go through the metal detector. Well, take the wand and wander down. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, but does that seem like a good use of your resources and time? So that's kind of the federal government at work, right? And even local. It's just the one size fits all. It doesn't make sense. I have. The thing that is so vexing to me is the salons and barbers and these types of places. I have no idea. I went to Houston. I got a massage. I got a haircut. I got an eyebrow wax.
What I'm most jealous of. You got a steak and a
I got a martini.
Chilled martini.
And a steak. We went surf and turf. Man,
that's brutal. Yeah, I mean, but it's your birthday. I'll let you enjoy it. But it's really
people are naturally socially distancing. But on the other hand, when you're walking to the bathroom and a guy's walking out of the bathroom, you pass by him. You're 5 inches away from him. That's life. That's how it goes. Why isn't everyone on the plane sick? Why aren't all the stewardesses sick? Why aren't the pilots sick?
What we do know, or what we have learned, at least anecdotally, and I think with the data, if you talk to people in the hospitals, the one correlation that they seem to be drawing is that hypertension or high blood pressure has a fairly defined correlation to bad outcomes with this virus.
Well, here's what's curious to me. If you're Gavin Newsom, you're looking at what's going on in Texas. And by the way, when we're done doing 4 shows at the Houston Improv.
And did you tell me, by the way, 1.1 million downloads?
Me and Dan Crenshaw,
right,
representative over there, the war hero with the eye patch, we went out to a brewery with his wife and Mike August and 5 of his friends, and we just went and had some microbrews. We all just sat at the same table. We just went out and did what people in Texas do. Everyone's fine. So what I'm saying is now that we've been able to study these places that have been opened up, we see how people interact and how it works, and nothing has happened. Why is Gavin Newsom clinging to this? We're not going to open the salons or the restaurants. Why can't we go sit on a fucking patio? Hill Street cafes up the street. Right. They have a patio. I could go there with Sonny and have a breakfast burrito.
Exactly.
What is going on other than his fucking hubris?
Well,
than him going, I'm going to make myself right through some form of attrition/punishment. Like what? Open the fucking salons. They do it. They're doing it all around the country. What's the danger? And by the way, if you are feeble or obese or you have hypertension and you don't feel like you want to get your hair cut, then don't go into the salon. How about that?
What a novel concept. By the way,
it's a novel concept.
What a novel concept. And by the way,
so why did he kick it down to the
because that way he can say, look, I've left it to local. I'm being reasonable, even though he's the one who started the order. In fact, as we talk,
well, what could he open it up and not kick it down?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Why, so he should just open it up.
Yeah, but this way he's trying to moot it. He's being too clever by half. So,
but with the intention of what? Putting small business owners out of work? Look, what's his end game?
This is what is, to my mind, inexplicable. There are people – I hear these stories all day long because ever since we filed these cases, we filed the insurance, we filed the banking cases, we filed the cases against the government – there are people, and I've got the full range of clients. I'm talking repeatedly and texting with this poor woman who runs the flea market down at the Silver Lake flea market. I'm talking to guys who own, 800 key hotels. I'm talking to, people throughout the state who uniformly, anybody who's in business has realized that the emperor's got no clothes on this, that it is just, it makes no sense. The solution is so simple, but if you – in fact, cable news is instructive on this. It originally started with the death count and the death toll, which is awful. It's 100,000 people have died, and I lay it at the feet of the feds for not doing something immediately. But the fact is that we knew early on that it was devastating in nursing homes. We knew that from Washington State. So what do? We locked down – and we doubled down on nursing homes like the Cuomo example I gave. But instead of doing that now, why aren't we opening up, protecting the people, whether it's in the jails or in the nursing homes? And cable news, the ones who are screaming and panicking, they no longer are concentrating. They concentrate on the 100,000 deaths. But they talk about the uptick in cases. Well, the uptick in cases is, for the most part, happening with people who are not dying. You're seeing right. It entering the population, which is where it should have been. We've kind of delayed this. The idea of flattening the curve has had a horrible effect. You've now seen Dr. Fauci saying, we can't do this interminably. You've seen the Walnut Creek physician who does the emergency room who says, just this week – they've never seen the suicide rate the way they have seen it. This law of unintended consequences covers this in the most compelling fashion. And it really – you just want to scream about how idiotic it is. It's almost like they can't get out of their own way.
But is this – so what I'm trying to figure out and what I've kind of realized and this is where – we become the kids of the bad divorce, which is okay. So the governor, the Republican governor of Florida opened up and the Republican governor of Texas opened up and a bunch of and it's become a sort of divide. The red states have opened up, the blue states don't want to open up. And then at a certain point, it's like hydroxychloroquine. I've talked to Drew about it 10 times. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It's safe. If your doctor wants to prescribe it, then you should have it.
Right. The biggest side effect is if you're susceptible to arrhythmia. And Drew has said that. Obviously, if you talk to your doctor, you don't have a cardiac issue, too.
All right. So, okay. Talk to your doctor and see if this works with zinc and so on and so forth. But it got completely politicized. So now we're in this situation where Trump says we need to open up the economy and DeSantis in Florida is doing it. And so Gavin Newsom is going, fuck those guys, which is not the right answer. The answer is I disagree with those guys about almost everything, but it turns out the hydroxychloroquine may be effective and maybe we should open this economy. Other than that, they're wrong about everything. You can't just sit there with your fucking arms folded going, fuck those guys. Yeah, they want me to do this? I'm going to do that.
And it becomes reflexive. It becomes arbitrary. It becomes capricious. Those terms have meaning in the law. When you're acting in an arbitrary, capricious manner, and you're stripping constitutional rights, whether it's to assembly, whether it's to religion, whether it's to whether it's an unconstitutional taking, whether it's a speedy trial rights with the Chief Justice suspending the writ of habeas corpus. I know people say I overstate that, but hey, when you say that you've been arrested, where are all the people who complain about the criminal justice system and are sitting here in California as clients of mine are not getting their preliminary hearings or criminal jury trials because they've been suspended, yet the judges won't reduce their bail or let them out. That's, by the way, if you got no speedy trial, that is, you're well on the road to totalitarian. That is, the right to a jury trial and the right to a speedy trial are codified in the U.S. and California constitutions. Nobody seems to give a shit. I've never seen an issue that gets less play.
Well, what it's starting to feel like to me is at the beginning, everyone said, shut it down. We got to play it safe. Now, everyone has to do this thing politically, right and left, of course, is we have to all look in the rearview mirror of life and see if we can spin what happened 3 months ago into a victory for us and me. And we're all guilty of it. I told Max Zapata the other day, I said, find the episode of ACS from March when I said, here's the deal with this thing. You're not going to get it. And if you do get it, it's going to pass through you like the flu, and then you'll get on with your life. That's what I said into a microphone. Now, everyone would like to be right in hindsight. Here's the problem. You can't make yourself right through continuing a policy that was a bad idea in the first place just by keeping it going in perpetuity as if it's something. So you're essentially saying, we got to lock it all down. Everything is dangerous. And then all these other states open up. Turns out it's not dangerous. Maybe we had the wrong idea. It's not spread outside. It's spread inside. Now you're locking everyone down. You're making them more vulnerable. You should have focused on the nursing homes. You didn't. We have no herd immunity. And you said we're going to lock it down just to knock the curve down and not overwhelm the hospitals. The Navy hospital ship left the port a month ago. There's nothing. They're laying off doctors and nurses at hospitals. Mission accomplished. But you're going to make yourself right. And the way you're going to make yourself right is you're going to keep this thing going.
It's what's the old adage? Gary will find it for me. Insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. And that's kind of, it's like there's in this case, it's almost a doubling down. It's only at the time where there starts to be some loss. I mean, you know, people can always slam lawyers, but until lawsuits were filed and challenged this stuff, until somebody woke up to the idea, wait a second here, if we cross the Rubicon from shutting stuff down to actually putting people out of business, maybe we've got a constitutional taking, which is listed in the California Constitution. You can't just take somebody's property. And that's basically what has happened. I mean, the idea of my perfect example, I will give you something that I know intuitively. How do you justify having the Beverly Hills Hotel open, which it is right now? And if you've ever been in the Beverly Hills Hotel, yeah, it's open as of today. But the V Hotel, which has no elevators, which is outdoor hallways, I mean, meaning the hallways are not enclosed. The rooms are large. They're all separated. The doors are all separated by more than 6 feet. You can go lay out at the pool and not have anybody 6 feet near you. Probably the best socially distant place you can be. And average temperature is over 80 degrees. And by the way, a lot of scientists seem to think that, as we mentioned before, vitamin D over a certain temperature tends to kill the virus. How do you justify those two things 90 minutes away? As if the virus knows the geography. If I cross over from the LA County line to the Riverside or San Bernardino County line, then the virus, what does the virus say? No, I'm not going over this county right. line. Well, I mean, this is just nonsense.
That's when I was coming home from Texas, I'd topped off my flask once again. And when I walked Well, I was going through Texas back to L.A. I was thinking, all right, now let's see how this works.
Right.
And, of course, I just sailed right through with my full flask. There's no dance of the tards where I had to go dump it out in the trash can of the fucking
lobby. Dance of the tards.
That's what I call that nonsense. All right. Hey, do you have the clip from me in ACS? When was that?
Let me look up the exact date. I think it was about March 15th, but let me check.
All right. Let me hit credible.com. And then I want to show, I don't know if you've seen the warning sign at the head of the horse trail, the infamous horse trail.
Oh, yes.
I took a picture of it.
Go
ahead. Yeah, I was walking Phil there. I thought you'd like it. Credible. First, I'll tell you about credible.com. Online marketplace that gets you pre-qualified student loan refinancing rates from up to 9 different lenders. So if you've got student loan debt, you could benefit with a lower rate. You could save on interest or lower your monthly payment with a shorter loan term, and you can get debt-free faster. Consolidate your student loan bills and do it in one place. See actual pre-qualified rates from up to 9 lenders, not estimates. Rates from up to 9 lenders. Only takes a few minutes and doesn't impact your credit. They'll never sell your data, so you don't have to worry about spam or phone calls. It's credible.com, right, Gary?
That is absolutely right. Please visit credible.com/doubt. That's credible.com/doubt. And when you refinance your student loans using this link, they'll give you a $200 gift card. Fill in a few pieces of info to check what rates you're eligible for. Again, that's credible.com/doubt. And Ace, that clip is from March 13th.
March 13th.
5 days after the LA Marathon.
And 5 days, I believe, 4 or 5 days before the lockdown.
Yeah, 5 days before.
All right.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Drew?
Yeah, nobody needs to freak out, Brian. That's the problem.
Yes.
The freak out is worse than the actual virus itself.
I concur. It's also, I don't know, first things first, if you do get it, unless you're compromised or elderly or both, it's as if you got the flu for the most part. So then with that in mind, it's not a, I mean, what I mean is it is, if you get it, it's a flesh wound, but it's not a bullet to the head for most.
I think for the vast majority.
I think that from just what I'm seeing on social media and just talking to friends, like few people are worried about the virus. Like few people are actually worried about getting it. People are worried about the fallout from, you know, financial to the NCAA Final Four being canceled. That's the real tragedy.
That's the panic. That's the panic.
Right.
The CDC has not told us to do all these things. This is what's bothering me. The CDC has been really clear. Anthony Fauci was out again saying most Americans never going to be affected by this. People that are elderly, people that are immunocompromised, need to take careful measures. And if you have the flu or you're one of these people who need to be quarantined, do so diligently. And we'll get this thing under control. Instead, we are shutting down everything.
Well, that now that's amazing because that was what date?
March 13th.
And do you remember how, because we've talked about this, how Drew was just, talk about internet assassinated because of that mashup clip. And by the way, he always said, who did he invoke? The CDC. Fauci, which is what he said, but that doesn't make the mashup clip.
Also, that clip sounded like we did it a day ago.
Yeah. It sounds like, by the way...
Minus the NCAA.
Well, if you're somebody like Brian, you would be... You have concern, and obvious. You want to have concern, because Brian's got the issue. Brian doesn't want it to spread. And that is... It just is astonishing.
Well, it's
to
the
me.
Same thing. He shouldn't go into the sports clips.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And neither should my dad.
Right.
You know, but I should. And you should too. So that's. So the picture of the. Want to know about the Dance of the Tards. So
I do want to know about the Dance of the Tards.
The trail.
Okay.
The horse trail behind my house. My house, which leads right to basically Mark's house.
Right.
I walked past your house on Memorial Day. There was some partying going on at that pool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was sanctioned.
I believe that there may have been a Flint Ridge alum party going on with Jake and his compatriots.
I heard the tunes blasting as I was walking Phil the other day. I was going to hop over the fence.
You should have come in. You should have pressed and come in. You would have loved it. They would have enjoyed having you there. In fact, when I came out and saw the aftermath, it looked to have been a large consumption of beer, cornhole playing, and some kind of ping pong.
So the horse trail goes behind my house and kind of makes its way up to Mark's house. And so first things first, for the first 2 months, you could just walk on the horse trail.
Right.
Then the tape started going up because they had to ban the horse trail.
And by the way, speaking of, you know, I love this, the term Karens, the Karens. Mm-hmm. The trail council in La Cañada, we've got a couple of La Cañada Karens who are on top of that. They were going to teach us, weren't they?
Yeah, so people would just go through the tape and sort of bust the police tape, and they had to keep putting the tape on. And then I got into the verbal confrontation with the guy who was there from the city to chronicle this crime scene. He's got a chalk outline of where Phil ran through the tape, you know. He's got his photographer there. He yelled at me.
Fuck with flip-flops. I'll never forget that guy.
I wonder where his fucking mask was. I yelled at him. He was busting me. Then he put the more tape up. Then they kept repairing the tape. And then eventually the tape went down. And then a sign went up that said, you can now do this thing that no one stopped doing, by the way,
right?
Because everyone inherently knew it was safe.
And by the way, it's so typical of human nature. Everybody knew how stupid it was intuitively, even in La Cañada, which is not exactly scofflaw central.
So there's now a sign that says, help keep our trail open. I like that subtle threat.
Right.
Help keep it open.
Right. If you don't behave, you're not getting dessert.
Practice social distancing, which is sort of impossible because there's many places on the trail that just get down to 3 foot wide. Face coverings required now. Nobody does that.
I have been on that trail every day for the last 70 days. I have yet to see somebody with a mask.
And then there's do not gather in groups. It's sort of impossible to gather.
I was just going to say, I've never seen a group on the trail.
Communicate with others as you pass. I do that anyway, which is Phil starts going nuts. And then they yell, my dog's mean. And Phil doesn't understand it. And pack out your trash. Now, I don't know why that has anything to do with the corona epidemic. I feel like that's an evergreen. You bring in a sixer, a Tecate, you want to drink it on the trail, it's up to you to pack those cans out of there. And I'm not sure what's even going on with the trash or how it works.
Do you really see that much trash on the trails?
No.
I don't see trash on the trails.
There's nothing. The reason there's no trash on the trails is because everyone who walks it just walks it with a reusable water bottle.
Right.
But nobody goes over the bucket of fried chicken
That would be something I would notice, just my OCD, and I don't remember ever seeing any trash on the trails.
Right. So now.
But I mean, can you imagine the person who sat there and how much discussion and how much back and forth went into like this, the five commandments of the horse trail?
Right. And the real question then is, does that sign ever come down?
No. You know, it's only a matter of time. There'll be it's on a post.
Yes.
And you know they'll put another sign right below it and then another sign. And pretty soon it'll look like when you do those parking signs and you need an advanced degree in Euclidean geometry to figure it out.
Yeah, the parking sign is in West L.A. is basically the beach sign in Santa Monica, which is they never remove anything. They just keep
tacking it on. Yes.
They just keep tacking it on, which – again, not what we had in mind when we founded this country.
No.
All right, Mark. I will say I'm doing live stand-up June 12th and 13th in Nashville, and we're going to go film that one for Live by Live as well. So we'll put that out there.
Not to be confused with
Live X Live. And stand-up's coming up Minneapolis, Kansas City, Royal Oak, and out in Michigan, outside of Detroit. Good theaters, good places. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all that. And if you want to watch stand-up for free, watch it on my YouTube channel as well. And the book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, is pre-ordered. It's coming out on the 16th of June.
Okay, yeah. I am. We are open at Capri Hotel in the Hamptons. The restaurant is not open yet, but the hotel is. We've opened up one of the Prova pizza locations in Times Square, which is a challenge, but talked to the landlord today, and they've been kind of somewhat cooperative. The hotel, I'm predicting by the time this airs, we will be open. And 10E, I'm predicting by the time this airs, we will open up again for in dining. And if either of those is not open, then I predict next week there will be more lawsuits filed.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.